listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are celebrating a special day in our church body today. Directors of Christian Education. We're going to celebrate them today. Well, it's actually tomorrow. It's happening on June 26th. I almost said December 26th. We're not there yet. It's June. June 26th, we're celebrating Directors of Christian Education. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, fellow Directors of Christian Education, Melissa Lupke. She's the Director of Faith Formation at Cornerstone Lutheran Church in Carmel, Indiana. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And Becca Clem. She serves as Children's Ministry Coordinator at Cornerstone Lutheran Church in Carmel, Indiana. Becca, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And Nick Moss, he's Director of Christian Education at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. Nick, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hello from Florida.
Now, these folks are directors of Christian Education. They also serve on the planning team for the LCMS Youth Gathering. So that's how they're all connected as well and see each other from time to time, having served as planners on the LCMS Youth Gathering. And we have a chance sometimes to connect with them when we're at the Youth Gathering as well. Fun story, fun fact, we did actually talk with Becca before she was a DC back in 2019 at the LCMS gathering. Let's see, where was that? That was in Minnesota, correct?
Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis. I was serving as a young adult volunteer the summer before starting my first DCE call.
That's super cool.
Orange Nation.
Full circle day.
That was fun.
Nice. Yeah.
We always love talking with young adult volunteers at the youth gathering. Orange Nation is always a blast.
Yeah.
And they get to like stop doing their job for like 15, 25 minutes, come sit down at the booth and chat with us. So it's a little break, but we usually have to pull them away, which means we have to go ask Melissa if we can get those Orange Nation folks away from their jobs for a little bit, right?
Well, I don't get to release the young adult volunteer. I get to release the adult.
Let's talk about how you first learned about Directors of Christian Education. But let's start with Nick. When did you first learn about DCEs?
So I was fortunate enough to be a part of a congregation, Redeemer Lutheran, in Springfield, Missouri, and we had DCEs. So I grew up kind of knowing what a DCE was. We had a couple different ones that came in and out of our congregation. And then being part of the Missouri district and district youth events, I mean, very heavy on DCEs in the Missouri district and having them and seeing them in action. So I was fortunate enough. I knew what a DCE was pretty early on.
Becca, what about you?
Yeah, very similar story to Nick. I grew up at Cornerstone, the church that I'm serving at right now. And so we were blessed to have DCs, Melissa being one of them. And so being able to be raised in a congregation that supported church ministry and DCs especially, and that really how I was encouraged in my vocation as well.
And Melissa?
Similar story. I grew up at Concordia Lutheran in Kirkwood, Missouri. And Ben Freudenberg was my DCE and just grew up with lots of DC interns at our church as well as DCEs serving on staff. So I definitely was blessed to be under that leadership.
That's fantastic. So all of you had some sort of knowledge and experience of what a DCE can do in a congregation. And we'll get to the wide variety of tasks and responsibilities that DCEs can do in a little bit. But as the only person in this conversation who is not a DCE, I would love to know about your formation, some of the highlights and keys of the formation that you all had to become a DCE. Melissa, we'll start with you. What were some of the ways that you were formed as a DCE?
Well, it definitely started at our church. Our DCE really helped bring junior high and high schoolers into leadership. We were part of the leadership team. So I got the privilege to be on that and be a part of planning and leading, doing mission trips, doing the gathering. And so all of that contributed to forming who I, you know, God used that to form me and my interests, my passions. And then as I went to college, I actually started at a Missouri State School and was able to be involved in some non-denominational things that kind of lit a fire for me on Lutheran theology and the joy and blessing that was. And it sort of changed my mindset of what God was calling me to do. And so I transferred to Concordia Chicago, where I was able to do both teacher ed and the DCE program. And those things really worked well together so that I could learn about teaching the faith from an educational standpoint, but also get the foundational pieces of Lutheran theology, understanding the spiritual formation of the child, understanding more about adult ministry and all of that. I think, you know, God just worked really at a young age all the way in. And I'm a child of church workers. So I was just living in the church every single day of my entire life.
Nick, what did your formation as a DCE look like?
You know, I was fortunate to go to Lutheran school up through fifth grade. And so that was a big part of it. I look back and see how I grew up in Annual Lutheran in Higginsville, Missouri. And then third grade, we moved to Redeemer at Springfield. And, you know, both of those congregations just supporting young people through the schools, but also through ministry. We had Marilyn Haldeman was a super volunteer at Redeemer, and she worked with Missouri District Youth Gathering. And we had camp, church camp every year and 1 week in the summer. We did sermon event trips. We did youth gatherings. We did district events. And it was people in the congregation that most of them weren't paid to really invest in myself and my friends and provide opportunities for us to grow in our faith. And I look back and I just, now that I'm involved in the planning of things, I know how much work that is. And I'm just amazed that all these volunteers stepped up and did all this for us. And then I got the opportunity to go to Concordia, Nebraska. And again, just meeting people from around the country and the same Lutheran faith and being able to grow in that, having a great professors, a great community there that helped grow and foster that relationship with Christ. And so, yeah, as I look back, I think of a lot of people that really invested time and in making sure certain opportunities happened for me.
Becca, how about you? One of the newer DCEs, what did that formation look like for you?
Something I really appreciated about the training that I received at Concordia Chicago was the amount of hands-on experience that we got right off the bat. All of the DC students have a fieldwork placement, and so we're able to get right into a church setting and a lot of different types of church settings to put what we've been learning in the classroom right into practice and leading youth groups and children's messages and even things in for our adults as well. And so I feel like the training of DCEs really starts in that hands-on experience and how it's able to start off really fast and really helps to show the gifts that you have and where those are best utilized. When I went into Concordia, I thought for sure that I wanted to do youth ministry. I loved my youth ministry experience at Cornerstone growing up. And I was like, oh, I want to be that awesome youth DCE that takes kids to the gathering and does all the super cool stuff. And then we had a children's ministry class where we got to go into the Early Childhood Center on Concordia's campus and do some teaching in there in the classrooms. And I was like, oh, no, this is actually where I'm supposed to be and where God wants to use me best. So it's really cool that you have all these different experiences to learn more about your gifts that God has given you and where you can best serve in ministry.
I know those opportunities for ministry as a DCE are wide and varied across several different ways. So let's talk about, in general, what are some of the ways that you've served in some general ways as a DCE? Nick?
So I really started off with really a main focus in youth ministry. So I was middle school, high school youth. And then as I've grown and as the congregation has allowed me to do everything from, you know, I do middle school, high school children, confirmation, some adult ed. We have a school, so I'm in charge of our chapel and help with that. I did some teaching when we're in COVID, when we kind of had to spread out and needed help. So been fortunate to do a lot of different things. We just have a DC intern that started a week ago, which is great. And she's going to go dive into middle school, high school youth ministry. And then that gives me time to look around and see what else I can do and help serve the congregation faith formation. So yeah, I've kind of done a little bit of all of it.
Melissa, what are some of the general things that you've done as a DCE? We'll talk about your specialization a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I interned here at Cornerstone. And so right off the bat, I got to do birth through grave type ministry for adults. When they come in once a month, I got to teach a class to them. I got to teach adult education. I've been able to be part of our, what we call Discover Cornerstone Lutheran, which is our intro class for our new disciples. And then I've been able to do preschool ministry and high school and everything in between. There's just a lot of stuff you can do as a DCE.
Becca, how would you describe what you do in general as a DCE?
Even though I am in a specialized role, what I love is that I'm still able to connect with all the different ministries, kind of like Melissa was saying, but having relationships with our youth, even though I'm not directly involved in youth ministry, or having relationships with parents, with other staff members, with older adults, just the way that you're able to see how ministry works throughout all ages and stages in a congregation and how DCEs play an important role in each of those with those relationships that you can have.
We're going to learn more about directors of Christian education as we're preparing for DCE Day, which is June 26th. That's coming up tomorrow. So joining us today, we have several DCEs talking about the ways that they've been given to serve in their congregations. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with fellow DCEs, learning about directors of Christian education as we prepare for DCE Day, June 26th in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Joining us today, Melissa Lupke. She's director of faith formation at Cornerstone Lutheran Church in Carmel, Indiana. Becca Clem serves as director, our children's ministry coordinator for Cornerstone Lutheran Church in Carmel, Indiana. And Nick Moss, director of Christian education at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. So we've talked a bit about, in general, what DCEs do. Let's talk about how you might specialize in your within your own context. What does specialization look like for you, Melissa, now at Cornerstone?
So I have primarily served as a specialist. The majority of my career has been a specialist in student ministry, so fifth through college age ministry. Today, I serve as director of faith formation, and so I oversee our staff that works with birth through high school. And so the specialization there that I'm still doing is high school ministry. That's specifically the area of ministry that I oversee, along with then the staff that do the ministry for children and youth.
Becca, what does specialization look like for you?
Yeah, so I serve as a children's ministry coordinator for one of our sites at Cornerstone. And so I work with all of our children and family from 0 to 4th grade and all of the programming and fun things that get to come along with that. So, for example, we just finished VBS last week. We had, between all of our sites, about 700 kids that were able to come and hear about God's word. And so being able to be a specialist in an area like children's ministry really allows you to connect with those children and families that are really starting in their faith journey.
And Nick, as more of a general DCE, you get to work alongside a lot of different people in all the faith formation and educational opportunities like you were talking about earlier. How do you collaborate with pastors and other leaders in the church to do all of this work that's involved in all the different facets that you work in?
It's the big word called communication. So I am fortunate to work with a great team. You know, it makes a big difference when your senior pastor, and then for us, our school, our principal, communicate well. And we have weekly staff meetings with our leadership where we share what's going on. We share struggles. We help each other out. We pray for each other. It's critical to have a team mentality. DCEs, we call ourselves second tier leaders. There we 99% of the time are always working with the pastor, unless the pastor takes a call and there's a vacancy. So we, as DCEs, are trained to work in team, and I love working in team. I love collaborating with others. And so I am fortunate to work with a great staff that is not always the case in some places, but it is at St. Paul.
Now, Melissa and Becca, you work together, correct? So what does collaboration look like for you, Melissa?
We spend a lot of time together, and it's really, we have a great time together. Our faith formation team meets every single week, and we work through what we're celebrating from the past, what we're looking forward to the future, and we collaborate a lot on a lot of different things. We do have 4 sites, and so there is a bit of a puzzle to make sure everything is covered at all the sites and where we need to be, and everybody kind of take the lead on different things. So just for instance, getting our children's messages off and running at all 4 sites, our children's ministry coordinators, they write the messages and then they help us be successful wherever we are. And we schedule ourselves at the different sites and we lead those messages, but we're communicating the same thing across all our sites. So it's communication is a huge part, like Nick said, and then collaborating and really finding what everybody is good at and celebrating the gifts that God has given each other in that team and using them to make us all better.
Becca, what about you? What does that collaboration look like?
I think a big thing for collaboration in ministry is trust and how our team is able to trust each other in the plans that we're working on, of being able to give really good feedback, maybe some criticism if needed, but ultimately knowing that it's going to make whatever we're doing better for the whole. So trust within our team of faith formation led by Melissa, but also trust in our greater staff. We have awesome pastors that really speak into our team. We meet together twice a month with all of our pastors and faith formation so we can all continue to be on the same page, sharing some things that we're noticing, things that can be improved and celebrated. And so just being able to have an open and honest conversation with each other leads to some really awesome things in ministry.
What about working with parents and families for children's ministry, youth ministry, but also just with the adults themselves? What does that collaboration with the families look like as you're working with faith formation across different ages, Becca?
Yeah, so in my role, we had a little bit of turnover in the past. And so when I came on, my biggest thing was, again, trust. How do we communicate with our parents that our people in our faith formation care about their kids? They love their kids, and we want to walk with them in their families on how to know and love Jesus also. So it's being available for parents to come and talk to during the week on a Sunday morning, having those open conversations with them and just really advocating for their kid of, we love them and we want the best for them. And that best is ultimately knowing who Jesus is.
Nick, what does that look like for you? How do you get to connect with parents and families?
Yeah. Quick story. Just yesterday, I have a blessing of being here almost 20 years. And so we have a mom. She's been in the hospital and now the hospital for a couple of months. And her 2 boys are going to middle school camp next week. And I've known her for almost 20 years. And I've, you know, seen her kids baptized and love her kid. And she has, like Becca says, that trust in us. And she is an overprotective mom. And by visiting her in the hospital and saying, we've got her kid next week for camp, we'll send you pictures, we're all this, just a way to ease her mind and all the struggles she's going through. So it's so relational, just like we know we have a very relational God. Ministry is very relational. And so that's just one example of, you know, DCE. Sometimes you're in the hospital. Sometimes telling a parent, hey, we got your kid, they're going to be great, we'll watch over them.
Melissa, what does connecting with families look like for you?
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of I don't want to be doing this alone. It's not biblical to go by yourself. So I love having parents walk with me on all the things. So a lot of training for them to help them be one of the 5 people that kids have surrounding them and walking with them on that faith journey. And so that looks kind of like everybody said, spending time getting to know them, really know them, understanding how God has gifted them and where they can best use those gifts to serve in ministry and ultimately to make an impact in Jesus' name.
With DCE Day being tomorrow and giving thanks to God for directors of Christian education in our church body, who are some of the DCEs who have impacted you? We'll start with you, Becca.
Well, she's on this call right now, Melissa. Like she said, she's been at Cornerstone a long time, and Cornerstone was where I grew up also. And so, like, we have a really cute picture of me after preschool one day in Melissa's office hanging out with her. And so, like, having her really speak into me from a young age, we always say that we never would have thought that we would get to a day where we get to work together in ministry.
Yeah.
How special that is, that the mentor that I have, I get to continue to have, but now in a professional and personal level, which is super awesome to have. And then really the DCE that really spoke into me and created my gifts and brought them to light was Caitlin Bauer, who was serving in Texas. She was our DCE intern at Concordia. And like Melissa said, she was one of those people that really brought me alongside her, who put me in leadership roles in our youth group growing up, to really fan into flame those gifts already. So those are just a few. We could go on and on forever, but those are people that really encouraged me specifically to go into ministry.
Melissa, what about you?
Well, Ben Freudenberg definitely is one of them. I grew up with him, and our families were really connected because my dad and Ben worked together, and we just spent all the time together. I have two others. One is Bill Karpenko. I mean, he was my program director at Concordia Chicago and just really helped me think about DCE ministry differently and level up in a way. And that was really great to have him. And then Steggy has been really influential. She may not even know that, but I tried to tell her that. But she's so creative and innovative and thinks out of the box. And I thought, you know, she influenced me back in 2001, very early on in my ministry. And so just to see how you can be a creative, out of the box thinker to teach the faith and bring the Bible to life was really a great blessing.
And Nick, what about you?
Yeah, my mentor, Dave Wiedner, just went home to heaven a couple of weeks ago, and he ran the youth gatherings for many years, and then he was Florida Georgia exec, and that's kind of when I came into the district, and he really took me under his wing and showed me what DC ministry was about, helped me get into some event planning, and was always somebody I could call. If I needed advice, I could call him, he'd answer, he gave great, great advice, and so thankful for his life in Christ, now he's celebrating in heaven.
You know, as a DCE, I've learned a lot just talking with my fellow DCEs too about, and for me, Melissa and I were in, I think the same class or pretty close when we were at Concordia.
Yeah, we were.
Nick was a little behind us. He's in the same, my wife is also a DCE. And I think my wife and Nick were in the same class. We've connected, but also to get to hear from Becca, a newer DCE in the last few years as well. That's kind of exciting to see that across generations. Yeah. And I actually learned something through this conversation.
That's cool.
Thank you all three for being our guests. Becca, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Melissa, thanks for being our guest today.
Yeah, it's a joy.
And Nick, thanks for being our guest.
Absolutely, anytime.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us today for the Coffee Hour, learning about DCEs, celebrating DCEs tomorrow. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.